Sorry, y'all. All right, we're going to share the screen. We're going to pick this one. I'm going to push play. Ah, that should be good. Okay, unless Kathy texts me and says this is not working, we're all good. Or you can pop it in the Q&A. Kathy, I actually can see Q&A. It might even be better. All right, this is your live orientation. Welcome to PNP, everyone. All right, so first of all, I just have to say I'm so excited you guys are here. I literally live for when we have newbie blood inside the tribe, because when we have newbie blood, I just love being able to talk about all the stuff over and over again. Y'all always ask me, don't you get sick and tired of, repeating the same things over and over again? No, I really don't. So with that in mind, what I want you guys to remember is that you're here now. You get to ask any question you want. I don't care if you've been with me one day or you've been with me since day one. If you have a question, I always think the same thing. It's her first time asking, or it's her 30th time asking, and it may be the first time that it lands right. So I don't mind saying things over and over again. I always think about when I was losing weight, like it took so many failed diets. It took so many times me doing it wrong before it finally clicked. It will be the same thing with you guys when it comes to listening to me. You're going to have to hear me say it 1,000 times. You're going to have to hear it over and over again, and then it might finally click. So with that in mind, I want you to think about the two lessons that you're supposed to learn here. Number one, if I failed a bunch of times and I was able to figure it out on my own, guess what you're going to do? You are going to make a shit ton of mistakes. But you guys are going to, I am not teaching you a black and white system. Your brain is not black and white. It is not on or off all the time. It is none of those things. It is full of thoughts and judgments and assessments, and that is how it's supposed to work. What I'm going to teach you is how to lose weight using that brain and start learning how to control the way it thinks and control what it's doing. You've probably been eating on autopilot for so long that a lot of that's going to seem new. So the one thing I wanted to clear out of here that I noticed that leads a lot of people to overwhelm is you don't feel like there's a system. We're going to talk about the system today because there is a system. The problem is that you're used to this kind of system. Here you go. Just eat this. Count these calories and we're all good, right? No, we're not. If you were, that was working so well, none of you would be here. I'd be out of business. That is why I do not give you that. I am giving you the tools that makes that irrelevant. I am giving you the tools to be able to figure shit out on your own, to start listening to your body, start doing a lot of work that you haven't done in a long time or ever. No one's ever taught you how to feel a feeling. No one's ever taught you how to what? You mean I don't have to think I'm a failure? I could think something different and get a different result in my life. That's what we're doing here. That's one of the reasons why a lot of stuff could feel overwhelming or confusing. It's simply because you're going to be very aware of a lot of stuff, and then you're going to have to look at it. And guys, it's not going to be painful, and we're not uncovering child abuse and stuff. Like I was talking to one of you in the Facebook group, I think it was this morning. She was like all worried about doing the deep work. She's like, I'm just not ready to confront my thoughts. And I said, well, let's just write some stuff down and not anticipate that it's a fucking battle. I was like, I won't listen to this. Her thought was, I don't want to, I'm so nervous about this because I'm going to confront things. It's like, what if we're just going to look at things and be like, huh, I didn't realize that I always thought that I was going to be battling my thoughts. What if I just thought I'm going to get aware of them and then I'm going to learn how to be able to change them if I want to? Nothing says you have to, but a lot of you will just want to. It literally can be that simple. So that is why I want you to start seeing all of your thoughts. All right, so live orientation. Number one, where is everything? PNPtribe.com. You didn't sign up for a Facebook group. So that's the first lesson that I want to teach everyone. The Facebook group is where we go to ask a question. We might want to meet some friends. I like to think of Facebook as like cafeteria time, or it's recess, or it's the after school hangout. That's not where we do our work. That's not where we're going to lose our way. PNPTribe.com, that's your membership site. That is like going to class, doing your work, learning, evolving. Anything you want to know, I promise you, is on PNPTribe.com. If you want to know when a Zoom call is, it's in PNPTribe.com on the front page. So like when you log in and you scroll down, I have the training calendar right there for you. But anything you want is there first. If you, like, we have about probably 30% of our tribe who doesn't even belong to the Facebook group. They don't even have a Facebook account. They don't even want it. You know what they do? They go to PNPTribe.com. They watch videos. They show up on Zoom calls. They go to the Ask Coaches. They ask questions. They do the no BS, and they lose a lot of weight. I have so many people that will email us and say, like, you know, I'm not in your Facebook group. I know you talk about it all the time. But to tell you, I've been sitting here doing the work, Corinne. I've lost like, you know, 30 pounds or whatever. So I wanted to make sure that you guys understood that you do not need to be watching every Facebook post, doing a lot of shit in Facebook. The only thing we post over there as like coaches and as PNP tribe, like, we'll give you a warning. Like, we'll post in there, hey, we're over here on Zoom to get your ass off Facebook, get you over here in a Zoom. We will post things like, we'll have like some posts every now and then. We'll say, like, you know, post your weekly plan just to give you guys a place to post some stuff. But I'm never going to be in the Facebook group teaching and not put it on PNPTribe.com. We are not going to go over there and give you vital information for your weight loss and you miss it. That's never going to happen. Every single thing we do goes in here. So PNPTribe.com, where all this magic is happening. The first thing you need to be doing is that orientation. This is the orientation live, but please do yourself a solid. Make sure you've gone through the orientation videos. Do not skip them. They will show you where things are. I give you an entire site tour. I talk about the commitment level. Like, I teach you how to take your stats. It is a very important lesson. Next, when you're finished with orientation, every single person goes through the No BS Success Path. That is step two. When you log into PNPTribe.com, there's a button that says, click here for orientation, and right underneath it in big red letters says, or pink, it's actually hot pink. Next step, No BS Success Path. Your very first email you got from me said, do your orientation, start No BS Success Path. The second email you got from me said, do your orientation, by the way, start that success path. And then this week, your first email, Saturday email, said, do module one of No BS Success Path. So I really mean it when I say, I want you to do the No BS Success Path. That is important. That program is everything I teach. Every time I go live, every time I do a Zoom call, gosh, y'all, my nose is itching so bad today. Sorry. When I do coaching, everything that I talk about, guess where it resides? In the No BS Success Path. That right there is like the foundation of everything. So I'm going to want you to go through it. I'm going to talk a little bit more in detail in a minute about pacing and all that kind of stuff. And then PNPTribe.com has Ask Coaches. If you want to ask the coaches a question, you want them to answer. Like, if you want them to look at a thought download or a model, or you're struggling with something, or you're not sure how to dial into your hunger scale and stuff, you can always go to Ask Coaches and ask, and they're going to turn that question around in 24 hours. That is what we say we will do. And one person today said, my question didn't get answered. Maybe every now and then the internet farts, but it ain't because we ain't cleaning it out every day. So make sure that you go over there if you need it. If you want the power of the tribe, that's when you go to Facebook. And like, if you're having a hard time understanding your hunger signals, asking a lot of women who've done this before you, hey, tell me what it feels like when you are at your plus two. You're going to get a lot of things. You'll be like, oh yeah, I never even realized I noticed that. That's when we have the power of the community. And I'm going to talk more about Facebook in a little bit. But Ask Coaches is there on pnptribe.com for you. And then we have every video replay. Guys, I promise you, I'm not going to go live on you. I'm not going to do a Zoom call. And we'll be like, let's just not give them that shit. Like, we put all of it in there so that you don't ever have to worry about missing anything. Now, the Private Member Podcast, it also gets it. So if you don't want to have to watch a video and you just want to listen, it's always in the Private Member Podcast. We have three different ones. One is dedicated only to the No BS Success Path. That's how much I believe in the No BS Success Path. I wanted it to have its own podcast so that when you listen, you don't be like, oh, I didn't realize there was a call this day. You're very focused and you're very aligned with where you're supposed to be. Then the Tribe Live one is all the other stuff that comes out of my mouth goes into the Tribe Live. Every single thing will be in there. It gets updated 24 hours after a live call. So like the orientation, it will be in the No BS, it'll be in the video replays or the Private Member Podcast within 24 hours. So you don't have to worry about it being like a month later before you find it. Also with all of those, I'm going to tell you, just listen to the stuff that applies to you. Everything will not apply to you, and it's okay to skip stuff. I bet every single week I talk and coach on the hunger scale or on the 24-hour plan at least three times. So if you don't catch every single coaching session that I do on the hunger scale, you will, I promise you, it's not going away. You will have them. So the way I like to look at not only our Facebook group, but also on all of our like replays and stuff, it is like Netflix. You don't sign up for Netflix thinking you're going to watch every single movie. You sign up for Netflix so you can watch the things that work for you. The only thing I want everyone to watch is the one movie that means the most, and that's the No BS Success Path. That is the one that no one should skip. Okay? So let's talk about step one. Get through the orientation. It's super important, guys. It's going to go through exactly the things that I think are most important to starting, like stats and stuff. So if you've skipped it, take a note right now and say, oh, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch that orientation. This is important. Step two is the No BS Success Path. I'll probably say it 40 more times in this call. That is step two. I want you doing the No BS Success Path. It is the weight loss course. This is the one that is the bread and butter of PNP. Most of our members re-listen to it monthly, weekly. They just keep going back to it. They will listen to it, then they'll listen to Zoom calls and stuff, and I'll say something, and they'll be like, maybe I should listen to that lesson again. They might have forgotten something. So listen, listen, listen. You can't listen too much. It is a self-paced course. All that means is that if you are a bunny rabbit and you are like, oh my God, I've been waiting all my life to be in PNP. Here I am. And you want to turbo jam and listen to all the lessons, that's fine. I don't drip them out. I just let people have the information because I want you to learn what kind of learner you are. Are you the kind of person that wants to do a module and listen to it a few times before you start another one? Are you the kind of person who wants to listen to the entire program and then go back and listen to one and then get good at that one? Are you the kind of person who can only listen to one and you will listen to that one two or three times, get good at it, then move on? Whatever works for you, guess what? Works for you. It doesn't matter if it works for your neighbor or if it works for me. It only matters if it works for you. So think about what kind of learner you are. Typically, are you the kind of person that learns best just listening to lots of things and applying? Are you the kind of person who does better when they have focused training where they sit and they do their work? Whatever that is, that's what I want you to do. I'm going to talk a little bit more about scheduling and stuff in a little bit. Every Saturday, every newbie is going to get an email from us. What we're doing is we're pacing it out. like module one, we're all like, it's not technically we're all doing it this week, but a lot of you like a structure. So if you like a structure and you want to just follow what we say to do, the Saturday email will say, this week we're doing module one. We suggest you do these things. You can just follow that. If you don't like structure, guess what? Delete my email, get into the tribe, and just like start perusing information. Whatever works best for you is what I want you to do. Like, I'm the kind of person, when I get a new course, I take a lot of online courses. I mean, I love going on online courses. A lot of them are just like mine. I just get all the information at once. I pick the stuff I want. I'm like, all right, I want to listen to the whole thing first. And then I go back and I sit with a notebook and I take notes and I start trying to figure out how I'm going to apply it. And that's the most important thing, is I want you to listen with an ear that says, how can I put this into action? What is something that I just learned from this lesson that I can start doing? And then do that. That's how you learn. You don't learn by listening. You learn by doing. So when you like learn the hunger scale, start practicing the hunger scale. Start messing it up. There's no one in the tribe that's going to get the hunger scale in under a month. If you get it in under a month, man, I want to shake your hand. It took me like months to get the hunger scale. I'm just saying, maybe I'm a slow learner, but it took me a while. And then, like, when I think back on my own weight loss, because I was kind of like this, like all of this is stuff that I learned and was like, that's what I was doing the entire time. Like, I remember when I was eating and I would purposely leave food behind. And I was like, oh! It was such a huge ass deal for me to leave food behind, because I kept thinking, I don't think I'm hungry anymore. Like, I think I might be satisfied. And I would leave food. And then I would sit there and freak out because I was leaving food. But it took me a while to realize, holy shit, I think I'm satisfied. I need to stop cleaning my plate. Maybe that'll help weight loss. Like, I mean, you could have blew me over with a feather. Nobody had ever even like told me shit like that. But those are the things that I came about because I was willing to just learn. Guess what? I lost a lot of weight, probably overeating healthy food. Because for a long time, I didn't really realize I shouldn't clean my plate until I was like, wonder what would happen if I just quit cleaning my plate. That comes from you being willing to take a lesson and start being curious and start putting it into action and start noticing what's working and what's not and asking questions and not getting frustrated with yourself. Because if you're starting to get frustrated with yourself, it's because you're shouldn't all over yourself. You're thinking, I should know this. This should be easier. All those things. That's shoulds or no land. We want to stay out of shouldn't. Your primary focus is no BS. This is very important. I do not want you guys thinking the Facebook group is where your diet tools are. PNPtribe.com. Stay in your no BS. Learn it, live it, breathe it, do it. That's how you're going to lose your weight. There are worksheets. They're on the very first module. I give you a whole workbook for no BS. I'm going to tell you, people who do the worksheets typically end up losing more weight. And here is why. They make you do work you will not do on your own. They are going to make you creep and crawl around in that little head of yours. They're going to ask you questions you wouldn't have asked on your own. They're going to make you think about things in a way you've never thought about because no one's introduced it to you. If you want to skip the worksheets, that's up to you. But I'm just going to say, for all of you who are like, is there any special tip for losing weight faster? Yeah, it's called do the four basics. Don't shit on yourself when you mess up and do those worksheets. And here's the thing. I don't want anybody being scared of this work. There's no sense in being scared. There's nothing I'm going to do that's going to like cave your life in. You're just going to start understanding where you're at with everything. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to uncover deep, dark secrets, things that are going to just rock your world. I rarely have anybody, I don't even know if I've ever had anybody say, oh my God, I was doing a thought download and I uncovered things that I wish I'd never seen. Most of the time what people say is I uncovered stuff and it surprised me. And they get a little sense of relief, because what happens is when you uncover that stuff, it suddenly makes sense now why you are overeating, why you're doing the things you're doing. That gives you relief. It's like, now I understand why this is happening. It's not because, like, your old broken thoughts of, like, I'm broken, I can't ever lose weight, like, all that. Once you realize that was never factual and it was just thoughts, you're like, oh. Because if it is just your thinking, that means that it can be changed. Circumstances can't be changed. If you've always gained weight after a diet, we can't change any of those events. All we can do is change your thinking about those events. And that's really good news. And then focused training. I want you to, like, pay attention when you do your work. I'm just going to tell you, just as a side tip from somebody who studies voraciously for you guys, that if you're trying to sit there and do work while multitasking and doing a million other things, I would make sure that you scheduled about 10 to 15 minutes every few days to do some work in here. You do not have to listen to everything in its entirety. If you want to, you can. But I'm going to tell you, if you just plug in 15 minutes worth of a live and listen, you will always find nuggets that will motivate you. You will always find things that will give you pause to think. If each day you just do your 24-hour plans and stuff, guys, it's going to be all the difference in the world. Step three. So step one, orientation. Step two, get into your no BS. The third part is accountability and support. This is how you get help. So once you've done orientation, right, now we're in the no BS, we're doing our worksheets and we're doing our planner every day. We're following the program. Hey, I have a question. I need some help. I wonder if there's somebody here who can help me. Facebook group. That is where you get community support. It's easy to go in there and read and fiddle fart around and all that kind of stuff. I get it. I like to too. I get in there all the time. But you do not go to the Facebook group first. You always go to pnptribe.com first and you do your work first. Facebook group, guys, is awesome and informative and helpful, but it's where you go to get extra help. The first thing you want to do is get your learning. And then you go over there to, like, ask people's opinions about stuff. Like, you know, what did you do when this happened? Or whatever you want to do over there. Find accountability, all that kind of stuff. Another way to get help is ask coaches. We talked about that earlier. I really, really want you guys using ask coaches. They're the ones that know the material. With them, what I would do is I would take questions that the community can't answer, that you really want to coach. I want to get coached on this. Q&A calls. If you go to pnptribe.com, guys, go to our calendar. You can subscribe to it at the bottom right of the calendar. If you click on it, you should be able to subscribe and put it right into your own calendars so that you always know when there's going to be calls and stuff. Ask on the Q&A calls. Facebook Tribe for support, accountability partners. If you want an accountability partner, the easiest way to do it is to go in and you talk about kind of accountability partner. You're like, I'm the kind of person who wants one person, or I'd like a few people. I'm this age. These are my interests. You know, it's kind of like, it's almost like I don't know if you want to call it a dating service, but it's kind of like putting it out there. Like, here's who I am. And I would love to find people like-minded like me who want to achieve these things, who understand this struggle and want to overcome it. So you can reach out for an accountability partner. Next month, we're going to be spending February on accountability. We're going to talk about not only best practices for accountability, but how do you get it for yourself? How do you seek it out in others? We're going to help you guys form accountability groups. We're going to teach you guys about best practices for accountability groups, accountability with another person, you know, giving and receiving, all that kind of stuff. So that comes in February. But if you want one now, then you can get one now in the tribe by just posting, hey, here I am. I'd like to find some extra support between now and then. I like to text, or I want to try a Marco Polo group, whatever it is that you want to do. Okay? This is Mary Jo. If you have questions, Mary Jo is our community manager. So Kathy and Betsy are the coaches. Of course, y'all know who I am. Mary Jo's our community manager. Her job is to just take care of the community. She wants to love on you guys. She will help you connect. If you're looking for an accountability partner and you want to tag her in your post so that she can make sure, like, she may be able to read it and she'll know some other people who are just like you. So she's a really good asset in our community. And then you can always also email support at pnptribe.com. If you have tech questions, you know, like if something's like you don't really understand how something works, like I can't get the calendar to, a lot of times people will say like, I don't really understand how to subscribe to the calendar, something along those lines. You can always email us also at support@pnptribe.com. So here's how we keep on track, guys. Number one, you're going to get that Saturday No BS Success Path email. That will happen during the first bit of your membership. So every Saturday until we get through Module 5, we're going to send you an email on Saturday telling you about that module and the best practices for that module. On Sunday, you will get what we call the Massive Action Line. This is the Tribe newsletter. So when you're brand new, you're going to get a Saturday No BS email, and on Sunday, you're going to get the Tribe Massive Action Line. Then for the rest of your membership, you'll always get the Sunday Massive Action Line. That will give you a recap of what we did the last week, so that, like, if let's say that you were out of town, or maybe you were just super busy with life, and you couldn't check in on PNP, it will give you a brief recap of, oh, here's some of the calls. I'd like to listen to this one. The rest of them, nah, I'm good. But this seems interesting, so that you can quickly do that. We'll also give you a preview of what we're studying for the week. So every week I'm really big on making sure that every single week of your weight loss, we are studying something that applies to your weight loss. I'm always giving you guys reverbs of what we do, new teachings. I'm like, this is my study notebook. I mean, seriously, these are how many notes I take. This is just stuff that I'm learning all the time so that I can apply like our stuff. And I'm like, all right, let me teach it with this little piece of information. So we're always trying to stay innovative and we're always trying to keep you on track. And then it will also have a few shout outs and little previews of what's coming up in the upcoming months. It's just a really nice place for you to be able to see, this is what we did, this is what's coming up, and here's how to best lose weight this week. And then it's always stored also in pnptribe.com. So you'll get an email from us on Sunday. If you're not receiving emails from us, just email us at support@pnptribe.com. And we will make sure, when you do that, when you email us at support, guys, it automatically ties into your account so we can quickly go to your account. We can look and see what you're getting and what you're not getting. So just email us. And then that is also stored inside of pnptribe.com. So if you log in that front page and you go all the way to the bottom, the massive action lines are always there. The latest video replays are always right there. So you can always just like, oh, here's what came out this week, anytime you want. And then use your planner. Your planner, guys, literally is like your best friend. Whether or not you use mine or not, you know, I like mine because I have the questions in there I want you using. But the biggest thing is I stacked this planner with what I thought was most important for weight loss. So use it because it's got the 24-hour plan and review page. So many diets out there, guys, are not expecting you to assess and look back and learn. You need to learn how to do that. That's how you stay out of the mindset of that you're screwing up all the time. When you really learn how to be an assessor of what's going on, so much better in your life. So that's where, like, that right there is the most important part of the planner. Get those done every single day. No excuses. I don't give a damn. No excuses. There's no reason. If you ain't got 45 seconds to 3 minutes to write down your food or to even think about it, like let's say you're not even ready to commit and you just need to get over the fear of doing it, you got bigger fish to fry if you can't do that. So I want you to commit to doing it when it feels like shit, when it feels great, when it feels hard, when it's confusing, when it feels overwhelming, when you think you don't have time, when you can't even see how writing a realistic plan is even going to help you, when all of those bullshit thoughts come up, I want you to be like, all right, she told me I had to make a plan. That, say whatever you want. It'd be like if your kid said, I know you told me to do my homework, but I have like all my bullshit reasons why I shouldn't have to do it. And you're like, well, okay. No, you'd be like, I don't give a damn. Do your homework. Because I know one of these days, your ass is not going to want to live with me and pay rent. You need to like do your work now so one day you can pay rent. So I'm telling you right now, one day you're going to want to be in a smaller size jeans. You're just paying rent now by doing this. Module 3 is where you're going to learn all about the four circles and the powerful question. Guys, I already know that there are certain parts of the planner that you don't get exposed to in week one. I want you to go ahead and start using it. Every perfectionist right now can shit their pants. They're going to be like, ah, I'm going to do pages and leave certain things blank. And it's like my planner's not going to look perfect. That's okay. I'd rather you imperfectly get thinner than to have a pristine, clean planner and not make progress. I don't care how pretty your damn planner is. You know what I care about? Are you getting the results you want out of your life? That planner doesn't give a shit whether or not he's getting written in every circle yet. He has no feelings. But you, my friend, need to just do your 24-hour plan. When you get to module 3, the four circles will be taught. The powerful question will be taught. If you already know about that stuff because you've listened to the podcast and you just don't know it deeply, but you want to take a stab at it, guess what? Just trying it imperfectly is not going to hurt 1 ounce. Module 4 is where we're going to learn all about models and TDLs. I would just not use those for now until you get to that section. I mean, you can if you want, but if you don't want to, leave them blank. You can all, they're just pages. So you can always use them later. Because I'm going to tell you, there are days I do 2 to 3 of them heifers a day. Like I might do one in the morning and then I've had a day and I'm not going to be able to sleep unless I download. So you'll just have extras. And then, I already did that. Don't make any sense. I must have really wanted to drive home the point of making no excuses. Facebook practices. Now we're going to talk all about Facebooks. All right. Facebook. Girls, read what you can. You will not miss things. You won't. You're going to go in. You're going to read some posts. You're going to learn something. You're going to get to know somebody. And then just get out. You do not have to smell every fart that gets done inside the Facebook group. Just do what you want to do. Some people, this may be the shock of your life, check in once a week. Some people don't even belong to it. A lot of people turn off all the notifications for the Facebook group. And then what they do is they put it in their shortcuts. And then every couple days, they check the Facebook group. And they just catch up on where they're at. They don't try to read every post or do anything. There's nothing happening in that Facebook group that will not be downloaded to your video replays or your private member podcast. Plain and simple. Respond to what you can. Just respond to what you can. A lot of you will never respond to anything. I can tell you how many people come in and will say, this is my first post ever. I've been a tribe member for like 9 months. I've lost 60 pounds. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. I read your stuff. I learn from you. I like you sometimes. You're not going to lose weight because you're a power poster. You're not going to lose weight because you read everything that got posted today and responded to every introduction. You're going to lose weight because you're listening to the No BS and you're writing in this guy. And then when you want to eat something that's not on that guy, you say no. And if you say yes, you come back the next day and you figure out why you said yes. And then you go to ask coaches. That's how you're going to lose weight. It ain't going to be because you're like the best poster in Facebook. There's a search bar at the top. If you want to use it, you can search. Like a lot of times what people do is they say, well, I really like watching your lives on Facebook. So So they will go to the search bar and they'll just type in videos, and then it'll pull up all the videos, or you can use the videos tab. You can search my name. A lot of times people say, I just come in and what I do is I search your name and I just look for places where you responded. And that's what I look for. Sometimes they go in, they type in Kathy Hartman to see like, where's Kathy coaching? Those are all really good ideas for like figuring out what you want to read in the Facebook and what you don't. You can also save posts you want to review later. Sometimes what I will do is I will like come into the Facebook group and I know I can't respond immediately. So if you go to a post in the upper right-hand corner, there's like a little drop-down box, like a little arrow. If you click on it, it will say save post. And then you can even categorize your post. Like I like to save a lot of videos on Facebook. We have several girls that have video collections. They're like, oh, I have like all my favorite Facebook lives of Corinne saved in the collections. Sometimes I'll coach people and people will save those because like, I want to come back and read that because this one, this was my problem. And I want to see what happens when the tribe gives her responses. So you can create collections, and that's an easy way to sort through stuff and be able to get in and out and not forget things. We have an announcements tab at the top of the Facebook group. One of the things that we're going to try doing is we are going to, as I do lives through the week, we're going to pin them in the announcements. And then at the end of the week, we're going to start over. So at least if you go to announcements, you'll be able to see the most important things in there. It'll be like, you know, either my videos, you'll see the introduction thread, you'll see rules. There's always good things in the announcements. So you can even check that if you want. It's at the top of your feed when you go in. Turn off notifications. If you love Facebook and PNP Tribe is gobbling up your news feed, turn off the notifications so that you're not getting notified like crazy. A lot of people, what they do is they just put the group in their shortcuts, but they take it out of all their news feed and stuff so that they don't like they don't miss what their mama's doing. I'm going to tell you, I follow everything that happens in PNP Tribe, every single thing. I turn off the groupies. The funniest part is like my mother will be like, well, didn't you see my post? Like she posts like random. And I'm like, no, I didn't. It's like if the only thing that gets in my Facebook feed is PNP Tribe ads. PNP Tribe ads. That's it. So it's up to you what you want to see in your feed. And then again, as to the shortcuts, if you do not know how to do any of this and anybody wants me to do a little walkthrough at the end, I'll pull up Facebook on my computer and we can go through some of this. So how do you lose weight here at the old PMPs? Again, Facebook is for bonus support. It's not where you're going to lose your weight. Where are we going to lose weight? PNPTribe.com. How? We're going to do our no BS. And then we're going to use our planner. And then we're going to reach out for support. And we're going to get coached. And we're going to listen for replays and stuff. Schedule time to do your work. What is scheduled gets done? Y'all, I'm a huge believer in scheduling time. I know some of you are power planners. Some of you don't plan. This is a really good, like, I really believe in the value of planning. I don't think you have to plan your life to be not spontaneous and stuff, but I write my food down every day, every day. That's why I keep my weight off. Because I don't leave it up to my spontaneous brain that wants to drink wine every night. I'm gonna tell you right now, my brain is like every night, it's like, why aren't we having wine? Why aren't we just eating whatever we want? We've lost our weight. I'm like, no, what's on your plan? Oh yeah, I forgot. We're like a weight loss guru. I know if I'm having those shady thoughts, all of us can have them. So it's fine. That's why I do this. I also schedule, guys. I schedule my study time. The only way that I'm going to show up for my courses that help you guys, to show up for my self-study that helps you guys, is I get on my calendar and I plug in, oh, this is when I'm going to do this work. It's like at 5 a.m. today. Another day is like, it's at this time. Or I even plug in on my, if I'm driving Logan, I always know like, all right, there's been this one podcast I wanted to listen to. Like every Thursday, I listen to a certain podcast on the way home or way home from dropping Logan off at school. Like I just put those little notes in there for me. Why? because whatever I say I'll do, I'll get it done. And I've built that habit over time. So I schedule my work. So how do you lose weight? You're going to make a 24-hour plan every day. Guys, schedule when you will do it, when it makes most sense for you. For me, it's at 5 a.m. I do mine every morning. And then when I get up the next day, I assess the day before, and then I plan the next day. A lot of people love to do it before they go to bed at night. Some people like to do like lunch to the next lunch. It doesn't matter when you do it. It just matters that you're doing it. So play around with what works for you. And if you're doing it, like if you schedule it and you're like, I don't really like this time, it seems like it doesn't really give me what I need when I plan at this time, then try a different time and see what happens. So much of this is going to be an experiment. Review the 24-hour plan at the end of every day, or do like I do. Review it before you make your next one. Either way works. Make sure you're doing those worksheets. I'm going to tell you, they're really good. If you do your worksheets and you share them in the tribe, you're going to have a lot of people over there who are going to comment and ask questions, and they're going to learn from you. And they're going to, like a lot of the elders will offer you tips and tricks. Because you're going to cover stuff. But there's like, ooh, I didn't know I was thinking that. Or, ooh, I wonder what, you know, like, is there anything else I could add to my protocol? Post that stuff. That's why we have that group. And so that you guys can share collectively your ideas, your struggles. You can share just like what you're working on. You guys can like get to know each other and be checking in, you know, on things. Listen to the replays that make sense for you. Schedule replay time. I would. Like, I would just be like, okay, on Saturday mornings, I really like to go for a walk. So on Saturday mornings, that's when I'm going to listen to at least one replay from PNP Tribe this week. Your modules, take a look on Sunday and see how long each one is, and then schedule time on your calendar for that module for the upcoming week. Like say, all right, on Monday, I'm going to listen to module 2. It's this many minutes. This is during my day. This is when I would have this many minutes of time. I know I'll be driving during this time. This will be a perfect time for me to listen. That's how you get shit done. You think about it. You assess when you can do it. You plug it in, and then you just follow that plan, and you take a lot of stress and worry off yourself. Don't sit around going, I don't know how I'm going to get all this done. It's like, if you don't have it written down, no, you don't know how it's going to get done. That, no shit, Sherlock. The best way to know how it's going to get done is to get out a piece of paper and write down when it's going to get done. And then just do that. Give your brain the gift of a decision, and then just follow your decisions. Your best self will plan this. The little bit maybe lazy self will get to the plan and be like, what are we doing? That's going to be your job to be like, no, our best self planned this. This is what we're doing. So get creative. Where can you listen? Showering and getting ready. Oh my God, I listen to so many podcasts in the shower. So does my husband. My husband actually has a hook that he hangs a iPad on and watches programming videos while he showers, because he is a big believer in no time wasted in this house. In the car, so many people, rolling university. Just schedule your study time. Look for the times in your life where you have the time. I'll tell you a really good time. A lot of you overeat at 8 o'clock at night or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That'd be a great time to set your happy ass down with a notebook and my shit and write. If you're, because I'm going to tell you, when you're eating, overeating, you got time. There's no excuse. There's no like, I don't have time. It's like, look, if you got time to sit on your couch and eat shit, you also got time to put in some headphones and watch a video. Take a few notes. It'll keep you from eating. And who knows? It may teach you something about how to stop overeating. Go at your own pace. I don't care what your neighbor is doing. I really don't. I want to know, why do you care? Why are you so interested and the speed at which somebody else is going? Because you're comparing yourself. And guys, when you're doing that, guess what you're not doing? You are not taking notes. You are not watching a video. I damn sure know you ain't watching a video, because if you're in the Facebook group and going down the toilet of despair, Get out. Go watch a video. Go listen to something. You have idle time. If you're in the Facebook group feeling like shit, you need to say, like, all right, I'm creating some drama right here. This is just people who are doing work. That's all that's happening. People are posting. If you feel like shit because of it, it ain't because of what they're posting. It ain't because you're a bad person. It's because you're not doing something. Go do something. That's the easiest way to quit feeling like shit. My final thoughts. Here's what I recommend. Decide your best study style. Like, are you the kind of person that wants to listen to all the modules first and then go back and listen to module one and then practice? Are you the kind of person who wants to do module one, practice, and then do it again, or do it and then move on? Or are you the kind of person who wants to listen to module one 3 or 4 times and then start practicing? There's no one right way. Some of you will watch videos. Some of you will listen to the Private Member Podcast. Whatever works for you is what works for you. My invitation to you is to start figuring out in your life what works for you and not sit around thinking about the things that don't. The more time you spend thinking about what doesn't work for you, you're going to just find more. You got to retrain that brain. There's no right or wrong way. There's your way. This is a very different way to lose weight. It is going to feel super uncomfortable because no one's ever expected you to solve your emotional eating problems. Everybody has always said, I have a process. Here it is. Here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to figure out at all the kind of person you are and what you think about and stuff. Even though that's the most important part of the process, they don't teach you that part. I am. That's just going to feel different. And I just want you to notice that this is just a different way to lose weight. Reach out, guys. Please reach out. Don't sit back and think that we don't want to hear from you, that we don't care, that we're tired of you. I don't care what your story is. This is the time. So many of you will join because you are overextended in your life. You are a people pleaser and all these things. You will bring that in here and don't do that. This is where you get to get cared for. We have a whole tribe of women just ready to care for you. A lot of them get it. They have these same pressures. They'll want to help you too. And then all of us coaches and stuff, we ain't here for any other reason other than we lost our weight and we want to help you do the same. My mission is to teach every woman how to lose weight, feel good for the rest of her life, and never have to do that shit again. That's my mission. So if you fit that category of somebody who'd like to lose their weight, never do it again, and feel amazing, then you're in the right place. I want you to be open-minded and drop all the old rules. They're going to come in, guys. I just want when they come in for you to drop them. You may have to drop them about 50,000 times, but I want you to just get in the habit of dropping the old diet rules and not hanging on to them. And most of the time, you won't want to. They provide certainty. You're certain that if you did those things, you would feel like you're doing something. That's it. There's no certainty that you'll lose weight. There's no certainty of anything. Otherwise, they would have worked. Trust me and don't trust your self-doubt. I'm going to tell you right now, all the doubt's going to come in. All that stuff happens to a lot of us. If you've got old diet rules and stuff, that's fine. I want you to just be like, I'm not going to sit here and trust my self-doubt. I'm not going to trust my past failed diets. I'm not going to trust any of that shit. I'm going to trust Corinne. She got a lot of women losing weight. There's no reason for me not to be one of them. I just have to keep reaching out. I'm just going to do these things that she keeps telling me to do. Watch this video over and over again if you need to. Be like, oh yeah, I forgot. We're supposed to ask questions. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to trust Corinne. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to ask questions over and over again. And then watch and learn or be interactive. The biggest thing is you know what you need. If you're the kind of person who wants to ask questions, do it. If you're the kind of person who can get everything they need by just watching and reading and applying, go for it. You be your best learner. That's all I expect. All right. I'm going to stop the share. If I can get my mouse over here. Hang on. Let me do it this way. This is easier. And here we go. I'm going to go to Q&A.